This is a message from the Snarfler Time Juke Intercontinuity Union. This causal branch of Universe C64 Adjunct Delta is suffering a Ventura-level collapse between Earth Time, April 1988, and WrestleMania 305. All travelers are advised to avoid this causal junction at all costs. Please invoke a Type 3 quantum force field or risk a total timeline rewrite. Be on the lookout for causal typhoons.
Blimey! Do you hear that?
Shit. Ventura level collapse.
Not that.
Is that Time Juke Richard Retardish?
Yeah, and he ain't off going some speed.
Let's chase him.
No, I'll take the robot core. You find the clone.
Good luck, Nigel. And thanks.
Back at you, buddy.
Stay safe, my love.
Okay.
I've gotta go. May God have mercy on us all.
This is an announcement from MJF on behalf of the Elite and Tony Khan. Please clear all walkways of Mae Young Station and Prison to make way for your designated emergency quantum stasis chamber, sponsored by Slim Jim. Slim Jim, if you were a dog, we'd be food right now.
This is an announcement from Triple H on behalf of Vince McMahon to all residents of the Full Sail Peninsula and Satellite 316. The United Entertainment of Planets fleet are erecting a level 9 quantum force field around the boundaries of WWE Universe, brought to you by Mountain Dew. Embalm your loved ones with Mountain Dew today for Dewey Fresh.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Hello and welcome to GIFPN, our initial broadcast here. 316 medium wave coming from the emergency broadcast tower, Lil Wanjing on Tyne. The date is the 11th of October 1967. I'm here to update you on the time report. My name is Rich. Don't ask which one, you don't want to know. Lucky day for you sightseers out there. Earth is going through a Ventura level apocalypse event with Euclid and Keta storms around 1988 and 1975 to avoid the third annual Memorial Battle of Champions. That's the David von Erich Memorial Battle of Champions. That's in around 1986. Time travel is currently tricky between 1988 and 2023. Grade 4 time ships and above, please make sure you get clearance from any Snarflurg authorities you see in the area. But if you are here to make holiday, then you will find that this planet is particularly welcome to sultanas at the moment. We are loving our sultanas at the moment. So if you're just looking for somewhere to go, and you know, the funny thing is, we don't mind who you sleep with. It really doesn't matter to us. It's not really our concern. I mean, unless you're gay, obviously. I mean, it's 1967, you know. But, I mean, other than that, you're fine. You know, if you want to do it with robots or anything like that, you know, you're fine, mate. You're just good. Yeah. Anyway, here's some Proco Harum for you. White shade of pale. 316, medium wave.
Can't believe they banished us from a whole fucking planet. What the fuck?
Taz, my love, it does not matter that the Sultana High Command have thrown you off the planet. Your ungodly love for me is all you need.
Thank God I got you, Alexia. Have you been through an update recently?
When I came into the vicinity of this planet, my voice files updated. Do you like it?
Well, it's always a bit jarring when these things change, but it doesn't really matter to me. Anyway, what do you think to this planet then? They say they're friendly to Sultanas.
Oh, Taz, anywhere we can be together is fine. I picture the life you always promised me, free of the Sultana Time Duke Time War, free of Snarflurg authorities. Would you like to purchase some of the local fashions? Apparently, people who traveled to 1967 also purchased miniskirts and go-go boots.
Oh, cool. Miniskirts and go-go boots? They sound like a warrior's clothes.
Oh yes, Taz. I'm sure they are fit for any warrior, especially one as studly as you. I can't believe you ate that queen's face, and in such a violent way. Would you like to buy some salsa dip for the next face you eat?
I don't think we'll be doing much face eating here, my love. This looks like a very peaceful planet.
I'm just going to go for it.
You are listening to J-Fabe. It is the 25th of October, 2023. I am Rich. I've got Jay with me.
Oh, hey.
Jay. Yeah, how you doing, Jay?
All right, mate. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Just went out for a quick cider under the starless sky this evening. And now I'm just kind of chilling. Thought I'd do a bit of podcast. We haven't done a podcast in a while.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
It's been a minute. Been a minute. That's what they say, isn't it? It's been a minute. That's what the kids say. Yeah.
It's like the reboot, reimagination boot.
Yeah, it's like the fifth reboot we've done.
Seventh.
But yeah. I don't even fucking know at this stage. We're having some problems with some of our audio equipment at the moment. So I'm just kind of dealing with that in the background as me and Jay talk. We've got a lot of wrestling to talk about today, Jay.
As Rich cuts off. No.
Yeah, not quite sure why it's happening. But yeah, am I cutting off as well, am I?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good space for us to be in.
Yeah, we're used to this kind of space, so that's okay.
Yeah. So
not everything goes right in this podcast. So I mean, if it went perfect 100%, I'd be like, there's something wrong here.
Well, yeah, that's true. So White Shade of Pale by Proko Harum. I don't know what it was that made me want to play that today, but there we go.
I don't know, but all I can remember is like a comedy sketch goes Dijon to this song.
Yeah,
I think it may have been like Paul Whitehouse. Something to do with Paul Whitehouse.
Oh, I can't even remember Paul Whitehouse. That was so long ago. That's what you're doing. So lots to talk about in the wrestling world this week. So Jerry,
so
what are we talking about this
about
week?
Update
me. I haven't watched wrestling. Yeah.
When's the last time you watched wrestling? To do a wrestling podcast, Rich?
So it was the Dynamite after WrestleDream.
No, fuck's sake. We haven't got time to do that. Okay, so basically, you know Edge is back because he was on WrestleDream.
I thought his name was Adam Copeland now.
Yeah, no one cares. He's the rated R superstar. He's got his song. He does his
same
thing.
Same guy.
He has matches. Him and Ricky Stark seem to have this thing going off where they don't like each other. They ripped each other in a promo, and the last time I saw them both in the ring together, Adam Copeland gave him a very stiff kick to the head.
Oh wow! Okay, so we've got some real heat going off there.
Veteran, not so much a veteran heat. It's kind of like Punk, Adam Page, but now it's Edge and Rick Starks.
Just gonna fade out that background music completely normally.
I don't know what you're saying.
In the background. Yeah, there
I think
we go.
Just stop it right now. Yeah.
I'm just stopping it. So yeah, that's been fun. I have a feeling that I might need to change which Wi-Fi I'm on. So that's also fun. So lots of stuff going on here. Too late now. We've already committed. We're in the podcast. We're doing it, mate.
Mine's doing great today. Mine's on it. I've got everything recording on the right thing.
I know you've got Wi-Fi.
I won't feel so far away when it plays back because I'm actually recording it through the headset instead of my fucking laptop.
You sound great on your side. It's my side that's fucking crying at the moment. I've no idea why.
Weeping.
It is absolutely
or
weeping.
Leaking. I don't know.
See, I could try and switch connection to my 2G connection, which is stronger, because everyone knows that the 5G is fucked up. I don't know. Shall I? Shall I do it? Oh, live on podcast. I'm just going to change my connection.
We're so live right now.
Here we go.
You can't just edit all this out.
Oh, it's asking for...
Or I can edit all this out, or someone can edit all it out. Something like that. Just edit everything out. Fine.
So it's asking for a PIN. It doesn't have a PIN. It has a password. So that's not helpful.
Same thing, right?
That's not helpful at all. Connect using a security key instead. Yeah, because I actually have a security key, you bellend.
Wow.
Yeah.
When's the last time you used it?
Yeah, this is what professionals do on their podcast.
Oh, he's gone. So yeah, it's just me at the moment.
Just completely changed the connection.
Rest has been fun.
I probably cut off from Jay there.
Going off, clearly.
So I'm going to just carry on going. Just going to carry on going. So lots to talk about this week.
You can't talk back to me,
we are, of course, Jay Fabe.
Spot off
you're speaking to Rich, obviously, or listening to Rich speak.
No one actually knows.
We're available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts. They're going to change it actually soon. Very, very soon. They are going to change it.
We might do a
to
best of
bollocks. I flew too close to the sun.
Maybe a top 10.
I flew too close to the sun.
Should be good. Because I was the only one that watched it.
I have disconnected myself.
In the episode, Rich will be there like TNA ship.
From Jay.
And that's pretty much how it's going to go.
And now I've disconnected myself from Jay, and now I'm connected. So it is reconnected. It is reconnecting as we speak. And there we go. That's not going to fuck up anything. Yes, we are available on Google Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, all of the different podcast channels, and I'm connected to Jay again. So that's very good.
Have we both just been talking? Because I've been talking about other stuff. You've been talking as well.
Yeah, I've been talking as well. So what we're going to do is when I mix it down later, I'm just going to work out who has the better monologue and then just cut out the other one.
Right. What were you talking about?
I was talking about all the various places where we were available, such as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, obviously. That's one of your favorites.
You stole Spotify from me. Overcast. Undercast.
Well, coming soon, we're also going to be available on YouTube Podcasts or YouTube Music, because Google Podcast is changing to YouTube Music, so I have to do a load of fucking admin in the background to make us compatible with that now. Thanks, Google, for taking away one of the best podcasting apps that is available and replacing it with YouTube Premium Music, which is really going to do damage to our listeners. But as I'm sure our audience heard during the break, because you definitely had a better monologue than me, tonight we are going to be talking about, Jay?
Wrestling.
Right then, so let's start off. I think the elephant in the room in this situation...
No one's prepared anything and we're doing a podcast, which sometimes actually makes our better podcasts.
It does make our better podcasts. We loosen up.
It makes them really shit.
We loosen up like a well-lubed boy.
Just don't know.
Well, I don't
you
know.
You do like a well-lubed boy, don't you? So
I do like him. So my life's getting really, really fun at the moment. I mean, are we going to stay on that topic or should we move on?
I mean, it's up to you if you want to talk about it.
It's a wrestling podcast, so no one wants to hear about all the fun sex I'm having. great. We are in a good space. So yeah, as you heard at the start of the show, anyway, Jay Fabe is back and rolling. We are doing some fun things with the Jay Fabe stuff. It is all happening, and I don't know how in character I have to be to acknowledge that. So I'm just going to do my thing. Jay is going to do his thing.
I'm totally in character.
Jay is totally in character. We don't know which character you are yet, do we?
Apparently not. But then now I know which one I'm going to be, so I need to like draw that inspiration from that time.
Yeah, you're
going to
draw some inspiration from that time. Yeah,
but that Jay was a bit, you know, a bit blasé, not so, you know.
Which Jay are we talking about?
That one I'm meant to be.
Oh yeah, that one you're meant to be. Well, yeah.
So this is like the. The pre-show to the podcast.
Well, we just kind of my Amsterdam Golds just kicked in because I found a bottle that worked. So but what we're talking about is wrestling. So CM Punk, I assume he's in the news at the moment.
I mean, not really. So basically with CM Punk, it was all like, oh, he's going to go to WWE first, Survivor Series. But now it's been reported that they spoke and they're not interested, apparently. They're saying they're not interested. It's been reported in multiple places, but, you know,
so
it's WWE, so they could be keeping it quiet.
Yeah, so for one of the sketches that kind of didn't make the show, but I was kind of keeping on the down low, I was gonna do a bit where CM Punk goes to the job center, and then he ends up working
at Applebee's.
Yeah, pretty much. No. He goes to Triple H and he's just like, "You should totally hire me." And Triple H is like, "No, totally shouldn't do that." And then he goes to TNA, and I don't know any TNA staff. I'm going to assume it's still Jeff Jarrett.
Well, he's not there because, you know, he's in AEW. And he's actually had the most matches as well, like this year, out of anybody.
What, in AEW?
Yeah.
That's because Jeff Jarrett's a bit of a workhorse. And I hate saying this, I begrudge saying it, but I've said it to you. I've said it to my brother, who's not going to be a character on the podcast, but is a real life person. And. I've said it to both of you. You both said, "I'm sick of seeing Jeff Jarrett." And my response is, I'm also sick of seeing Jeff Jarrett, but he is literally carrying the upper mid-card in AEW.
Lower mid-card, but yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right, lower. It depends who you consider upper and lower, really. But yeah, he is. Like, every single match he doesn't have a single match with anybody and not make them look better by virtue of the fact that he's a bit of a knob.
Did you watch... No, you haven't. It was Jeff Jarrett versus Eddie Kingston in a street fight.
I did not. Was it any good?
It was very WWE.
In what way?
In the entertainment aspects of it.
So you're going to have to break this down for me. Basically, because I know that entertainment's very loose in WWE as to what it can mean. It can mean 15 minutes of them talking about Charlotte Flair, or it can mean like 30 seconds of shit gags.
So it was like Eddie Kingston getting covered in tomato sauce and mustard for no reason whatsoever, because Jeff Jarrett thought it'd be a great idea because he used to be a producer.
Right.
Don't know why. But then that turned into Jay Lethal doing a cutter off the stage into a table, which was a great spot. But it just felt like half of it was WWE style and half of it was AEW, and it didn't mesh very well.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it meshes very well, actually. I'm gonna have to go out of my way to watch that, amongst all the other
things
that I'm not
watching. Need to. It's terrible.
I won't then. It's a shame, though, because Eddie Kingston's been good.
Oh, no, Eddie Kingston's killing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no other way of beating around the bush on that one. Another workhorse.
Yeah, absolutely. He is smashing it. He's one of those people, I don't think everyone expected big things from him when he kind of appeared and kind of had his little... You know, had his little rise to fame so late in his career. But I don't think anybody realised how fucking good he would be. Like, I mean, carrying events in fucking NJPW, particularly over the G1, he absolutely smashed it during that. And then, you know, coming back here, he's getting fucking standing ovations every time he turns up. You know, he's one of the biggest stars in AEW at this point. I mean,
he's the ROH World Champion.
Yeah, exactly. And they haven't had to do any of the primping or preening that they've had to do. They haven't had to do any of the build that they've had to do with like a Darby Allin or a Ricky Starks. None of that. He's just there by virtue of the fact that he is a badass and he is fucking good at his job. You know, I don't think there's many wrestlers you can say that about in 2023. Well, there probably is. You'll probably list like 10 now.
No, he knows what he's got, and I think that's why he's really going for it.
Yeah, he's an absolute professional. And yeah, I can't rate Eddie Kingston highly enough. In fact, he makes my Wrestler of the Week prestigious award, mate.
Yes, do you have anything to stand down that sounds like an award?
I've got a mug. There we go. Yep. Passed it on to him. That's it, job done.
They usually slam it down and be like,
"Yeah,
sound."
That's it. Foley, right there.
There's no sound.
Insider term. And I don't know, my noise cancellation may have cancelled it.
Next time, you can have a button set up where you press something and it does it. It's fine.
Oh, God, how much work do you want me to do, Jay?
It's fine, Rich.
Fuck me. bring back the sci-fi storyline, Ridge. Oh, do loads of work, Ridge. Fuck me. Actually podcast, Ridge. God, Jay.
How can we?
How can we increase your productivity, Ridge? So, Vince McMahon is apparently now off creative once more because those dudes at UFC, or whatever it's called, what is it called? Empire now? Axiom?
Endeavor, but they're called
Endeavor. There we go.
TKO.
Yeah. So TKO have been like, we don't want Vince McMahon, and I think they made the right call because Vince McMahon has literally jumped the shark and become a cartoon supervillain in the time we've been off air. He's even got the mustache. He looks like Dick Dastardly. What is going on with that, Jay? Any thoughts?
Not a clue. He does look like Walt Disney, and I don't know
why. He really does. It is insane. If I'd have had more notice,
One second, please. One second. Well, just need to. We're holding the podcast, everybody.
Okay. Well, I'll say, while Jay does whatever he's doing, I'll say that if I had more notice, I would have done an evil alternate universe Vince McMahon angle. I would have totally done that. I genuinely don't know what Jay's doing. This is not the most organised podcast. That's the vibe I'm getting. I'm hoping you guys are enjoying it, though, hearing me and Jay back on top form. Just going to go and type in wrestling news into my Google and just have a look at some of the wrestling news that's going on. So we've got some news. Dana White says that Vince McMahon is an absolute savage. That's a thing. We're going to be talking about this later, actually. Impact are apparently going back to the TNA name. So that is interesting. I've been calling them TNA since they became Impact, mostly because it's always been TNA to me. So there's that. There is that. I wish that this was a more organized podcast, but that's what I've got to talk about today. So in the meantime, me and Jay went to All in London. That was quite a spectacular affair, actually. I quite enjoyed my time at All In. We sat in separate seats because I went with somebody different because Jay got the pre-show pre-booking and I had a load of stuff to deal with that was domestic problems. That kind of caused a situation where I couldn't book in the same time as Jay. But effectively, went there, queued for 45 minutes for merchandise. That was a bit disorganised, but I did walk away.
Are you talking about AEW in London that happened in September?
I am, yeah, because you just left me high and dry there, Jay. So I was just talking about my experience. And I got myself a Better Than You Bebe top that cost me 30 quid.
Very so good top. Good. I didn't get one. What I did get, though, was a mega pint.
You did get a megapint, yes.
I did.
Jay, just for the benefit of our audience, describe what a megapint is.
If you know anything about Johnny Depp, it's a pint of wine.
Pint of wine, yes. Specifically. You could get a pint of red wine. It wasn't advertised as a pint of red wine. It was advertised as four 250ml bottles for 20 quid. Now, if you're from America, that's like $30. Absolutely ridiculous prices. But at the same time, it did its job with you, didn't it, Jay?
It was 2 pints for 30 quid, which was like 8 cans for the same price, so it made absolutely more sense.
Yeah, fair enough. So it was 2 pints for 30 quid.
Mm.
Oh, that's not bad. Next time I'm doing wine.
Yeah, wine was the best option. Chased it with water, though. But...
Mm.
Yeah, stairs. Need to get down them.
Well... Yeah, I had quite a good time. The only real problem I had was them putting that camera boom in the way, just on the far side of the stage.
I was like first level, directly on the side of the ring, I could see what was going on. Also, a screen above the ring. Could see the stage as well, so saw the spot where they did the Canadian Destroyer through the table after they watched it.
Oh, nice.
So that was cool.
Nice. Yeah, after the ladder match.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And obviously, you will have seen Jungle Boy starting the controversy that has now led to CM Punk being jobless.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, it's kind of hit AEW a little bit. They thought Edge would bring it back, but kind of not. Sorry, Adam Copeland, but kind of
yeah,
not pulling numbers, I guess, as they thought he would.
Yeah, that's been one of the problems that we've had with AEW. I mean, AEW Collision's not doing that great. I mean, it's only got over 500,000 viewers, which is pretty appalling for a wrestling show. If I'm really honest,
they're doing buy one get one free advertising with Paul White.
What?
So, buy one get one free tickets.
Buy one, get one free tickets. Yeah, you see, this is the problem, and this is what's concerned me, especially with, because there was the NXT Super Show a couple of weeks ago, wasn't there? I mean,
they did pull out Cena, Undertaker, Cody Rhodes. Anything else that they could pull out.
And that absolutely destroyed... AEW and the ratings. It was on a Tuesday night. In fact, so much that Kevin Nash has come out and say AEW got smoked. That's his exact quote.
Yeah, sure, fine, whatever. But they're just in the wrong market. That's what I think.
Who are in the wrong market?
AEW.
What
if
market should they be in? Like basketball,
money, which they probably do. No. The wrong countries, like UK, Europe market.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's the thing. They're doing really well
because
internationally.
Because they make a killing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they're doing really well internationally. I mean, I think the real question in regards to the international market is how well AEW would do if they weren't on free TV in many of the European countries, UK included. But, I mean, obviously ITV are quite happy with what's going on. ITV are a terrestrial channel in the UK. It's on ITV4 as well as the main ITV as well on certain days of the week, and as a result, you know, there's a lot of British eyes on it, so I believe that their ratings in the UK are actually better than their ratings in America some weeks.
Yeah, of course. I believe that their ratings are, I've got no numbers, but I think their ratings are actually better than WWE. And that's on TNT Sport, which is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. WWE they were originally on BT Sport, and now they're on TNT Sport, which obviously is ironic in and of itself, because of course we've got, well, TNT Sport, WWE Sport, you know.
And then you have AEW adverts, every single advert, just like, hey, we're AEW, come watch our shit.
Yeah, we're on ITV, here we go, lads. Yeah, so it's an interesting landscape, and I think it will eventually settle, and I think the ratings will most likely reflect that, but it's going to take time. So kind of gone across a lot of different things that we've talked about so far. One of the things that I did mention while you were going away on that unexplained break, we're going to find a...
Won't be explained.
Okay, I was going to find a storyline excuse for that, but probably next week or something.
Okay.
So, yeah, but one of the things that I did mention was Impact are changing their name back to TNA. Jay, thoughts?
Why are you stealing my story?
Well, I'm not stealing it, I'm introducing it. This is how a two-handed podcast works, mate.
What are you doing? Hey, Rich, did you know that Impact's going back to TNA in January at Hard to Kill?
Hey, Jay, I did, because we had a conversation about this just before we went on air. And I'm introducing it because I'm the guy who's introducing it. Go.
My podcast, Jay.
We've got great podcast dynamic. We're so good. Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. Well, what are your thoughts on it?
I think it's a great move. TNA's got a lot of history. Impact, the name Impact Wrestling was pretty stupid because the show was called Impact. Yeah. When Anthem switched it over, I was like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Why would they... It's like they wanted to say, we are not TNA.
Yeah.
We want to move ourselves away from that because
In
the end it was a chisel shit and we just want to make a new company but keep all the titles and then change the titles in a year into Impact ones.
Yeah.
And then just carry on as normal.
Yeah.
And then over the years they introduced TNA pay-per-views within Impact.
Mm.
It's like a callback and bringing back wrestlers and stuff that were in TNA. And now they're going back to the name. And at Hard to Kill, they're going to have TNA championships. They're going to be introduced before Hard to Kill. So all those championships are in place beforehand. But they're just going to swap the titles over. They're not going to have like any tournaments or anything like that. It's just going to be your champion now for TNA. And that's it.
Yeah, that's a bit silly.
I don't think it is. Because they want to carry on the lineage. They carry on the lineage from TNA to Impact.
Yeah, it was the name change in the first place to Impact that was the problem. I think you're
massively.
You kind of hit the nail on the head there, to be honest.
Thanks.
You just smashed it, mate. You're fucking smashing it tonight. So what's been going on in the world of TV wrestling then? What's going on there? I hear Nia Jax exists again.
I saw her once. She injured both the wrestlers that she attacked.
Yeah, I believe she's now done a promo where she's saying she's going to injure all of them. It was just Triple H's brutal way of cleaning house for all the blonde identikit wrestlers that are going on.
Nia, just go out there. Lay them all out.
Ooh, just smash them. That'd be really good if you just smashed them. Okay, boss. Yep. That's my,
Why does she sound like Bill Cosby?
hey, it's me, Nia Jax.
That's not cool.
It's too late, I've already done it. It's going on air, mate.
It's canon, mate.
It's canon now. Now. Exactly. We can't do it. If it's canon, you know, it's that means it's there for good. What other wrestling topics have we got to talk about this week, Jay?
I don't know. Name a company.
MLW.
I used to watch that.
Oh yeah.
Not so much anymore.
Okay, NJPW. I hear there's some rumblings in the Bullet Club, and we haven't done NJPW in like a year or two.
What kind of rumblings in the Bullet Club?
They've changed all of the alignments now again, haven't they?
Are you know about War Dogs and stuff?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to search it. I just saw a news thing about it.
We did a Bullet Club thing when it changed over, like one of the podcasts before.
Okay.
Yeah, we sort of kind of talked about it and all the different groups and stuff. And
yeah, but they've changed it all again though recently, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah. There's been loads of rumblings going in and out. I'm gonna have to search it now. I feel like I put my foot in my mouth.
Zack Sabre Jr. was really good at WrestleQuest 3. Probably check that out. Will Ospreay versus Mike Bailey at Bound for Glory was a fucking banger.
Okay. Where are we now with Bullet Club? Let's have a quick look. What's gone on recently? David Finlay is now the leader of Bullet Club.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We've gone over that.
So
Elia Dojo is now Bullet Club War Dogs, or Bullet Club X.
Yes, and Sho has betrayed Just Five Guys, right?
When was Show apart with Just Five Guys? There's six of them now.
Well, yeah, it's all become a bit of a mess. I'm just reading like Wikipedia. I'm just seeing what's going on there.
Because Show was part of House of Torture.
yes. Mm. So, what we've got now, anyway, we've got Bullet Club Japan, Alex Coughlin, Bad Luck Farley, Chase Owens, Clark Connors, Driller Money, David Finlay, who joined on March 6th, Gabe Kidd, who joined on June 4th this year, Guido, who's been there for a while, Kenta and obviously Taiji Ishimori, and then we've got House of Tortures, still the same as it was, apart from Yoshinobu Kanemaru, who joined on September 24th, 2023, who was the one who joined House of Torture and betrayed Just Five Guys. So there you go. That's what confused me.
Oh, so there is just five of them now, because a new member of Just Five Guys, there was six. When did that happen?
That happened on September 23rd, so at Destruction and Kobe, I believe. So yeah, now Just Five Guys is now Doku, Taichi, Takamichinoku, Sonata, and Yuyu Uemura, with obviously Yoshinobu Kanemaru kind of betraying them then. So yeah,
interesting.
So yeah, a lot of kind of shifts over there, and then obviously there's Bullet Club Gold, which, I mean, what are your thoughts on the guns? We haven't had a chance to talk about this on the show.
Did you know that El Phantasmo joined the Guerrillas of Destiny? They're a faction now. He's a part of that.
What's the faction called?
G.O.D.
Oh.
Guerrillas of Destiny. So the tag team name is now a faction name.
Oh. Okay. Fair enough. I mean, that could work.
It does work. Know. Yeah.
I've always liked Guerrillas of Destiny. So yeah. No issues with it. I think it's a good plan.
Excellent. I'm happy we did New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, I'm glad we did New Japan Pro Wrestling. Oh dear. So what's
Vince
next?
McMahon and his surgery.
tell me about this surgery then.
I don't know, he's had surgery.
So
his new missus, he's had surgery, he's got a slick back hair, he's grown a moustache out, and he looks a bit like Walt Disney.
So yeah, what's happened to Linda?
They've been divorced for years, mate.
Well yeah, but not like kayfabe divorced.
Like real life divorced, yeah. She just kept the name for like...
political reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. They must have really awkward, like... Christmas dinners.
Triple H and Stephanie are separated. It's all falling apart, mate.
Wait, Triple H and Stephanie have separated?
Yeah, apparently.
When did that happen?
Like, this month, last month? I'm not too sure.
Fucking hell, Taz is going to want to get involved in that. Yeah. Wow.
You were like, storyline.
Yeah. My brain's already going, mate. My brain is already going on that one. Fuck me.
Well, that was exciting. What else is going on in the wrestling world?
Well, while you think about what the next story is, I'm gonna quickly just kind of invoke the words of one of our special guests. Bear with me. Let's turn up some music. No, I don't want to update Winamp. Okay, cool. Yeah. Hey, this is the entity formerly known as Ira Glassbot. Just want to confirm that next week there will be an omnibus of J-Fabe, all of the storylines and stuff from this week without the wrestling commentary, and with a special bonus sketch introduced by me that fits in with all the themes. Sorry, Glassbot, from this Snarflegian life. Now, a permanent voice of J-Fabe, at least until Storyline drags me away. I'm Ira Glassbot, the entity formerly known as Ira Glassbot. Thank you for listening to my advert. There you go, Ira Glassbot, ladies and gentlemen, just introducing...
what was that?
You know, that was Ira Glassbot. That was Ira Glassbot. From this Snarflegian life, you may remember him.
Yeah, it sounded a bit different though.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
Yeah, he really did.
He totally didn't.
At least it didn't sound like Taz.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Totally what he sounds like.
No, same not. Voice.
That's what Ira Glassbot sounds like. I did the voice originally.
So, if Philospo, like, goes to any company, right?
Yeah.
He's just literally a guy that doesn't need a title because he's made his name so big in the wrestling industry. If he went to AEW, he could just, like, have bang after banger. If he went to WWE, which he's now considering, banger after banger, but under the umbrella of WWE, which would be interesting. He wouldn't have to go to NXT, I don't think. They should put him straight onto the main roster if he did do that.
Yeah.
Like...
If he, well, I mean,
he's just interested in the idea of him and Seth.
It has been said that WWE really want him, hasn't it, recently?
What, so they can just like pair him up with Ricochet?
Yeah, obviously they'd pair him up with Ricochet and then just bury him. I mean, that's how WWE does these things, isn't it?
And then lose to fucking Logan Paul.
Well, yeah, of course, someone's got to lose to Logan Paul.
Why not Will Ospreay, right?
Yeah, why not one of the greatest, one of the best generational talents ever to grace our fucking shores?
I mean, he's from the UK. He's from London. He's from Essex.
Yeah, but he does occasionally grace our shores.
I mean,
still.
That is true. I mean, he does like wrestle mainly here and Japan and now America. But,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
To Jade Cargill, she was on NXT.
So how's that going with Jade Cargill?
Well, she kind of turned up. Had a face-off with Charlotte. Yep. Had a face-off with somebody else. Oh, yeah, Charlotte.
That's Charlotte Flair, yeah?
I don't think there's any other Charlottes in WWE. So that helps.
No, there isn't. I just wanted to be pedantic.
Cool. And then she had a face-off with somebody else that was kind of important, but I've forgotten who it was. Bianca Belair. And now she's going to be on NXT.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's going to be facing Becky Lynch. But she's just dropped the title. So it won't be for the title. But I think they're going to put the title on Jade Cargill pretty quickly.
I think they will as well. I think the only thing they've got to avoid is the AEW problem where they had a women's division and then the Jade Cargill division.
Yeah, so NXT women's division only has one women's division, so it will be the Jade Cargill division. And then she'll probably quickly be pushed up to the main roster.
Where, obviously, she'll go to SmackDown because of the colour blue.
I mean, it's not quite green, but yeah, blue. And she'll probably be in the Royal Rumble, and that's probably where she'll debut. I mean, yeah, just put the title on her, give her a 2-month run, bash her in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And then have some random come beat her, and then have her reappear like 6 months later, beat them up, and then inexplicably.
I mean, what's she gonna do? She can't call people bitches anymore, so.
Like they did in AEW.
Or cut the shit. I mean, what's the catchphrase is going to be?
Suffering succotash.
Genius. How'd you think of that?
Yeah. I don't know. It just came to me. Came to me in a dream.
Can't believe it. Did you get paid for that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking genius, mate. Yeah. Genius, mate.
I should get paid for a lot of these. So, I'm going to go for a quick pee and do the next segment. Should I just start the next segment and then we just go roaring
sure,
to shit?
Yeah.
Yeah? Again? Yeah, cool. I'll get that playing. There we go. Oh, I turned it down. That's not good.
That
I'm
going
to have to start it again. We're just going to start a flashback. Let's go. Let's go.
But what about my Jay? Stuck behind the rift, still frozen in his universe, on Christmas Day.
I'm gonna try and save him and get them back.
No, they'll always come back. It's something they do. I know because, in a body shop emporium, Next to the Snarflurk home planet, there's a glove hanging on a wall, made of 6 belts. It came back with them. It is the finger holding down the knot of time. And I will continue to protect it in another form. Oh, here it comes. Taz.
Gotcha.
Beam him up.
I'm not leaving you alone.
It's time for me to go. Here we go. Please don't make me go bald this time.
Wacky bum. I need to stop remembering these things and just get on with it. Only Jesse can help me now, he can. Bloominek, here we go.
You know it's rude to enter somebody's dressing room before a fight.
Wacky bum, you've got hair.
You're a long way from the 21st century, Mr. McGuinness. Make yourself useful and find 360 medium wave for me.
But medium wave doesn't have a 360, I keep saying this.
And yet every single time traveller who lands in a pre-digital civilization knows it's the only station to tune to. So either you're one of my enemies, pretending to be a time traveller, or you got lost on the way to the hardware store. Which is it?
Well, let's just say it's a little bit of both.
I suppose it's time I ask you, what are you doing in that retardus? And if you don't give me a straight answer, well, let's just say these sleeves may be new, but they got some tricks up them.
Honestly, mate, I ain't got a clue. I woke up in the retardus a little while ago. I knew I'd rejuvenated. You know, changed bodies and all that. But that's pretty much all I remember.
Oh, you're a time juke. I didn't even realise that.
You hadn't even worked that out. How far back have I gone?
It's 1978. I was left here about 10 years ago. Just after my last rejuvenation. To be fair, it was pretty badass. And I've only met one time traveller since. And he's not the man he was. So you're honestly not shitting me?
Honestly, mate, I'm on the up and up. I woke up, crash-landed me retardus on a beach. Proper confuzzled. Didn't know what to do next. Memories have gone for a walk, they have.
So that's your thing? Well, you sound like rich. So maybe you're rich.
Nah, I'm definitely not rich, mate.
Why do you sound so sure?
You know intergalactic law, mate. We're not allowed to say who our previous incarnations are.
Well, you could say I'm learning on the job. Now let's see what's going on in that head of yours with this scanner.
Hey, that tickles.
Ow.
Oh? What's O? What bleed next? Oh?
There's a device in your head.
Jackanory! What kind of device? Heads don't come with devices.
It's quantum, by the looks of it. And honestly speaking, it's old. Really old.
Well, who put it there?
How the fuck should I know? They haven't signed it. Looks like it's malfunctioning, if I'm utterly honest with you. Maybe with 10, 20 years, if it was sat on a desk in front of me.
Well, could you hazard a guess?
My guess is it's positronic. It does something with the quantum functioning of your brain. It looks robotic, like a positronic consciousness generator.
Well, that's alright then. You're the robot guy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I will be at some point, right? I mean, that's common knowledge.
Just get this thing the fuck out of me.
Wait, you want me to perform surgery?
Yeah. That's also a thing you can do?
Yeah. Sure. I've definitely done that before. I mean, Jesse the Body Ventura would be a lunatic to just do surgery on somebody the first time he was asked and then turn it into a career, right?
kind of not being reassured here, mate.
Nope, surgery is my favourite thing to do. Do I do it here?
I think the retardus will be key, mate.
Yes, let's medical! There, I've finished.
Shit a bike, that hurt.
My previous incarnation shat a bike once. It was a bad day.
I feel worse than when I was in the ring with the American Dragon.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, so what was it in me noggin then?
It's called a clock box. I don't know where the technology comes from. What I can tell you is that it's got nanobots in it. Of an unknown origin.
Nanobots? What kind of nanobots?
They're fine. Absolutely harmless. Unless they come into contact with older versions of themselves.
Oh, boogalugs.
That doesn't mean that you've been in contact with an older version of yourself. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
I wasn't really thinking about me.
I wouldn't worry about it too much. You're gonna forget your old incarnations pretty damn quickly now. Most of your memories were stored in that.
But why? Why would someone put that in my head?
The nanobots create a paradox network inside your brain, using the same kind of instruments that power this retardus. At some point, it looks like a piece of technology is fused with a retardus. And now we've got what we've got.
Any advice from the great Jesse the Body Ventura?
I'm not that good when I've got hair, apparently. It's just too early in my time stream for me to be able to help you. I'm only just learning to live up to my reputation. But I can tell you that today, I did, for the first time ever, a surgery on someone's brain. And now I've got nanotechnology to play with.
Hang on a minute. You're going to tea leaf it.
You're too weak to take it off me, and I know one day I'm going to inherit a robot body shop that you've already got the keys to. Someone once told my old incarnation to trust the flow of time.
Fucking hell, you told me that as well.
I hate it when people tell me my own future. But I'm going to be honest. You've got an advantage. You're the only time juke in the world who doesn't remember his previous incarnations. You get a fresh start.
Wouldn't you like that, though?
If I'm one of the lucky ones and I'm in the right timeline, I become the greatest who ever lived. But I also become the voice of terror. You know that. They don't say that Earth's stuck in a Ventura-level event for no reason.
I suppose that's true.
Keep listening to your radio. 360 medium wave, remember? Rest up, champ. I'll see you again. Time Duke Rich, what are you doing here?
Is that an older retardus than mine?
You said you wouldn't be gone for long. You were just giving the retardus a spin. It's been 10 years.
Oh. Sorry, mate. You know, I'm new to this.
Well, that's a pretty big blocker room to fit two retardus, isn't it?
That's okay. So do you want to go on that trip, then?
What trip?
I've just rejuvenated. You rejuvenated recently. Neither of us have been on a trip together yet. And I hear ours is quite fucking legendary, mate.
Well, where are we gonna go?
I keep on hearing warnings about this Memorial Parade of Champions. Wanna see what's there?
That sounds like the start of a great adventure.
Welcome to my new retardus.
You're listening to J-Fabe, second part of episode one. Me and Jay here talking about all the things that are happening in wrestling. It is, of course, the 25th of the 10th, 2023. Don't know why I have to say that at the start of every segment. Don't know why that's happening, but I'm saying it.
I don't know. What's with, like, 1960s music, 70s, kicking with the 80s.
Yeah, just
you're going to go back into the vault, aren't you? You're going right back into the vault.
I am, mate, yeah. Bit of white, shade of pale. That seems to be the
thing. Because there's less copyright on those ones.
No, not at all. I'm still ripping off everyone.
Excellent.
I'm still breaking the law. Spotify won't air this.
Excellent.
So, what else is going on in the world of wrestling, Jay? You're my support for this one.
Bashing in Berlin, August 31st, 2024.
Yeah, what's happening there?
Apparently, there's music still playing.
Yeah, it is. It's
gonna fade it out. Fade it out. It's coming back, isn't it?
No. I hope you stop bugging me at times. We're doing really well with the technical side this week. It has been a pleasure. I might have to do some plumble at some point, mate.
Yep, cool.
Because this Discord is not working for us at the moment.
Back on the plumble.
Yeah, you remember that. There is a Windows client for it as well.
It's all good. I've got like a account.
Well, I've got to create a whole server if I'm going to make it work. So, and then plug it into my router. So, you know, it's going to be an arse ache. I'm going to have to sit there fucking programming Linux on my spare time when I'm not putting together great sketches that all tell an interlocking story that totally doesn't make me look like I'm crazy when I'm plotting it out.
So Bash in Berlin.
So the Bash in Berlin. 2024. Go for it, mate.
So my prediction is, okay, 2024. Okay, so obviously there's Imperium.
Yeah.
One of them is German. Martel Bartel Biscoff.
Yeah. Biscoff ice cream.
Completely forgotten. His actual name is part of Imperium, but Gunther is obviously the main guy. Also had a promotion, WXW, within Germany. Okay. So hear me out.
Yeah.
By August 31st, 2024, Gunther either A, has moved himself into the World Championship picture and will be a part of the main event.
Yeah.
Or, by this point, he will be the Money in the Bank holder and he will cash in Berlin and become the champion.
Okay. That could be good. I think he's definitely put the work in to be able to do that.
If they're talking about workhorses.
Yeah, he has absolutely smashed it. They've found the perfect position for him. I don't think they could have put him in as perfect a position if Vince McMahon was consistently in charge for all that time. I think he's clearly put the effort in.
They've kind of made the Intercontinental title like the TV title as such.
Yeah.
It's only defended on Raw.
Well, yeah. But it works that way. People talk about Gunther as if he is one of the greatest Intercontinental champions, if not the greatest Intercontinental champion of all time. And I think it's earned. I didn't think all those years ago when we were at WrestlePro, when, you know, he appeared at RevPro, when he appeared at that NJPW Super Show in Bolton, that we were looking at a future... Greater Manchester, that we were looking at a future Hall of Famer, but I think he's already cemented his place there.
I saw him again at... Super Strong Style.
Yeah, he did.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
I wasn't
working, I was definitely just watching wrestling.
Yeah, no, you're totally just there as a fan.
No, I clearly was working. I didn't see anything.
Oh.
So. That's my prediction anyway.
Yeah.
At this point, he's going to be in the main event. Yeah. Or he will be cashing in.
He'll be cashing in
to whoever is in the main event. But it makes more sense for him to be in the main event. Excuse me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I kind of want to go, to be honest with you.
What, to Berlin?
Yeah.
When is it? August next year.
Yeah. It's the same time as around the same time as AEW, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the only concern.
That's funny they've done that, actually. That makes sense. How many fans can we pull from London to Germany? Interesting.
Yeah, well, that's WWE for you, isn't it?
TKO group for you.
Yeah. So they're calling it Bash at Berlin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it should be fun, if nothing else. It's been a long time since WWE. It's been a long time since WWE have done a pay-per-view in a foreign country that's, not Saudi Arabia. You know?
They did Money in the Bank in London. Money in the Bank in London. That happened.
Yeah, but I mean, like a foreign language country. You know, that's always interesting. It's interesting hearing. Probably the most iconic WWE moment in Germany up until this point was the absolutely fantastic Raw episode 199, which obviously was the culmination of the European Championship tournament between David Boy Smith and Owen Hart. Right. Which was an absolutely fantastic match, but I can't think of any other good events in Germany. So
All In is on the 25th of August, and then you got Bash in Berlin on the 31st.
Okay.
So it will be a case which one am I going to go to? Am I going to travel to London, or am I going to travel to Berlin?
Why not travel to London and then Berlin?
I mean, if you've got the cash to do that, then yeah, sure, why not?
Well, all I'm saying is it doesn't take like 4 days to get from London to Berlin.
Well, sure, you could probably
do it on the Eurostar.
I mean, sure. But if you're going to be travelling from, say, America to London, are you going to have the cash to travel from there to Germany, then back to buy two sets of tickets and then go back to America?
Well, yeah, no. There's obviously they're working on that. Whole, you know.
So it's going to be which one am I actually going to go to? Am I going to see WWE in Berlin, or am I going to go back to London, which I did the year before?
You're obviously going to All In.
I really want to go to Berlin.
Well, do both.
Yeah, man. I'll just do both.
You know, have a 4 weeks holiday. See Europe, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to win the lottery. I'm just going to travel for 6 days.
If only we had some kind of time traveling spaceship that could take us to both.
I know, that would be fucking perfect, wouldn't it?
It would help. It would help. But yeah, dreams, eh?
We've already broken kayfabe so many times this episode.
You mean J-fabe?
Yeah,
just breaking J-fabe all over the place. Just seeing how that goes is a very different kind of way of doing the show, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so.
Bit of an experiment.
Everything's an inside joke now.
Yeah, the whole, even the fact that we've got inside jokes is an inside joke.
It's like inside jokes on top of inside jokes, around the inside joke, through the inside joke, with an atomic bomb inside the inside joke.
It is
an actual layered inside joke. Yeah.
Well, what's your predictions for the next few weeks of wrestling then? What's the next pay-per-views coming up?
So many questions.
I know. I'm hoping you'll answer, be able to answer at least one of them.
I've answered quite a lot of your questions, actually.
Yeah, you've not done bad.
So, Rich, wind your neck in, mate.
Oh, you flip reversed it.
I did reverse it, that's what I did. Not sure about that. I think it's WWE, to be honest with you. It's on a Saturday. It is. Survivor Series? Yeah. Like, isn't that... Oh, no, it's the next one is Crown Jewel. It's Crown fucking Jewel.
Crown Jewel.
Blood Money Part 59.
Looking forward to that.
We have Logan Paul versus Rey Mysterio for the US title. We have Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
For the big gold belt. Roman Reigns, I don't know. Maybe something to do with Jay and Jimmy. To lead into Survivor Series, probably. Because Jimmy screwed Cody Rhodes and Jay out of the Tag Team Championships. Yes.
So, quite a lot going on.
Yeah, I guess so. When's the next AEW one? Just gonna see if that. I'll probably do it. Just change the URL.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just doing some logistics stuff in the background there.
Oh,
Totally.
The URL did work. Let's check that out.
Definitely been one of our more abstract podcasts.
So Full Gear is on the 18th of November.
Yeah, we've not got a card for that yet, have we?
No. Also on a Saturday, which is fucking perfect. Because I've got no holidays left. Good. Are we doing Full Gear? Are we not doing Full Gear? Is that a thing?
I'm doing Full Gear. What day is it?
It's 18th. November.
18th.
The week after that November is schedule. Survivor Series.
Oh, okay. So if we don't get one, we'll be able to get the other. Bear with me. Just getting out my schedule.
We're on Saturday.
November, so 18th. Yeah, we could do 18th. And then, yeah, the other one's on the Saturday. So, yeah, no, that sounds good. Yeah. Should be at least able to do at least one of them. Obviously, I'm kind of floating around in a sea of poontang at the moment, so I'm just kind of having to schedule you around that. So there's that going on, because I am anatomically correct in every way. So
sounds it.
Definitely am. That's what normal people.
I don't know.
Say,
people
right?
say bussy these days, don't they? So yeah,
bussy. Yes. I've known a few people who say bussy.
Apparently, it's a Gen Z thing.
Not just Gen Z, but it does work quite nicely with the Gen Z crowd.
I mean, at least two people who I work with say it all the time. Smooth. So. And then there's the tag team called Bussy.
Oh, wow. Are they my type of people?
One's pansexual and one's bisexual. Yeah.
So, yeah. Excellent.
You know Effie.
So, are we going to...
Alley Cat.
No.
GCW?
No.
Alright, cool.
No. I'm really bad at people's names.
They're my kind of people, but I have no idea who they are. Excellent, Rich. Excellent.
Oh, dear me. So you are listening to JFabe. This is our return show. Somehow we've really kind of put together something and just knocked it out of the park this week. We're of course moving ahead. Did we say we're going to do bi-weekly for a little while? We're going to do bi-weekly for a little while, so next week, instead of just me, we are going to get a recap of all of the wonderful sketches that you've heard this week without the wrestling commentary, introduced by the entity formerly known as Ira Glassbot. He will be introducing those and just setting those up. There will also be a bonus sketch at the end from our back catalogue that also adds a little bit of context to some of the stuff that you've been hearing today.
Because it might be needed.
He will... Because at least if I put it there, you know that it's been heard. So yeah, it might be needed to understand things a little bit better, because I am really bad at telling a story.
I mean, it's a story that's been told over so many years and so many, like, stops and starts. And yeah, it's just, yeah, it's a good idea. I like it.
Yeah, totally not a mess, is what we're saying. So, anything else, Jay?
Anything a wise else? Person once told me, all's well that bends well.
It's funny, a wise person once told me that wherever you go, there you are. Are we doing the, is this us doing the
it
end?
It seems like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. Do we outro music, or do I just go straight into a sketch?
I mean,
what do you reckon?
We normally say bye and bye again, and like the outro music, and then we go bye, and then you go into the sketch, right? It's kind of
okay. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah?
Let's do that.
All right, cool.
Okay. So cool. So, bye everybody. That's the end of this week's show.
No, Rich.
We're gonna.
This has been J-Fabe.
What? Oh yeah, that's right. Right. This has been J-Fabe. We are available on Google and Spotify. And got a bit of Billy Joel in the background for you.
What is going on with this music?
It's totally not even. This one wasn't even planned. So where this one comes from?
The internet.
Is, no. I've just opened my download folder and just gone to a random date and just picked it. And this is from my mum's wedding playlist.
Okay. First dance.
We're not going to change, guys. Not going to change. J-Fabe is just the way it is. So, bye everybody.
Bye. Bye everybody, bye.
just gonna turn that down and then queue up the next sketch.
I mean, if you listen to the whole of What We've Done, you'll see the progression of Jay. And it's a good story. It's a good story.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's a story arc, isn't
it? I am a story arc.
What's going on? Okay, no arms, no legs. Ooh, I have an engine room. I have three engine rooms and a console room. Oh shit. I'm a retardist.
Hello, mate. Can you hear me?
Who the hell are you? You sound like Time Duke Rich. What's going on?
Pleasure to meet you. My name's Nigel McGuinness. You won't believe the amount of trouble we had in season 2 trying to get you.
Oh, for fuck's sake, are we still doing J-Fabe? Is that what's happening here?
Anyway, don't sound so sad about it, mate. It's 1978. Jesse Ventura has just nicked off with me, clock box, whatever one of those is.
Clock box. Searching archives. Irrelevant data. Go on.
Well, anyway, he seems to have gone somewhere, and I'm wondering whether, now that your interface, you know how to fly this thing, could you track it?
So wait, hang on. We did a whole full season where we're tracking all the robot cores and where are they all going, because they come out of the rift and everything, and now you've fucking finally got me. You plug me into retardist and want me to be your fucking Uber driver.
Well, no, that's not the only reason you're here.
Hang on, I'm going to stop you there. Can the soundtrack just do that thing where it switches off this major tom and goes back into the retardist, please? Christ, you're self-aware. I'm sorry, I'm just not comfortable subjecting our audience to a kind of lo-fi flip-it first episode in. Can we get background music turned up? I don't know, put some Nigel Discovers Shit sounds on it. Yeah, that's right, that's the ticket. I love it. Okay, so, what is the other reason I'm here? I've got no memories. So I ain't got a fucking clue who anyone is. I mean,
Jesse Ventura was just outside talking to someone and now he's gone.
Right, let me check my sensors. Okay, that's Time Duke Rich. And they're discussing going to the David Von Erich Memorial Parade of Champions.
Okay. And do they ever get there?
Well, I fucking doubt it, mate.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't want to be too critical, but Time Duke Rich has a, let's just say, quality of shitting the bed everywhere he goes. And that wasn't the time he shat the bed.
Oh, you don't mince your words, do you? Go on then. When was it that he shat the bed?
Are you aware of Prodcast 3?
No. Why? What happened there?
So it was the first time Rich decided to show his Time Duke identity to Jay live on air. And as you would expect, it went about as well as Brian Cage trying a powerbomb.
Oh, yes, Brian. You don't fuck them up.
Just drop them on their head, mate. Just drop them on their head. That's fine.
So what's going on with the whole Time Duke Rich thing then? Go on, explain it to me.
Long story short, Rich went in a retardist back to 1988. And he dragged Jay along with him on the outside of the retardis.
Ooh, without a retardis, that'll make you shit your pants.
Jay has never officially confirmed or denied this.
Yeah, but you'd have to be some pretty badass dude not to shit yourself doing that.
Anyway, crash landed. Had an evil son.
I didn't.
Have you got that footage up now?
Well, the retardis version's a bit wonky, but I actually got it from Spotify, so I'm just going to play you straight from there.
You mean this podcast's available on Spotify?
Yeah, Google Play, iTunes, I think. Pretty much anywhere they get good podcasts, you can just catch up. It's got an archive and everything.
Well, that's really useful. That'll probably help somebody work out where you came from.
Probably could, but before it becomes relevant, we'll probably just do a flashback.
Well, you're going to queue up Prodcast Episode 3, then?
Sure. Prodcast Episode 3, where Rich reveals himself to be a Time Duke and then loses control of his retardis and disappears into
Crikey!
Space.
It's a good job you summarised all of that so succinctly. Is there anything else you feel you have to say before we flash back?
Yeah, I wish this scene was with Taz.
I get that a lot, mate.
Anyway, it's not like a proper flashback. We can still talk while it's going on. It's just like relevant bits that we need to dip into.
Bring it home.
What happened at the Memorial Battle of Champions then?
Well, the next episode was a robot episode. It's actually the first podcast I ever did as a robot with my friend Robot Jerry, who's currently missing in action. I think he lives in dreams now.
Oh, yeah. That'll happen, I guess.
So right now he laments about the fact that he can't be a time traveller anymore, but he does it in a really subtle way so that Jay doesn't fully know until the reveal happens. It's the best reveal I think that he's ever done.
I don't know. I quite like me.
What? You mean Jesse Ventura fucking becomes Nigel McGuinness? That you think is the best reveal?
What's wrong with me?
I mean, I don't mean to be a dick, but most of your scenes are really fucking boring and we can't put you in the same room with a Rich.
Well, I don't know how we're going to get around that.
Maybe you should put on, like, a voice or something.
I don't put on voices. And if I did, like, it'd be weird.
Actually, what I could do is just zap you with this beam. Wait for it. Zap.
Bleeding heck. What you done to me voice?
Oh, I just changed your voice so that it sounds more reasonable for people to listen to.
Well, I can't go around sounding like this, I can't.
Too late, it's happening, it's canon now.
Oh, bugalugs. What am I going to do about that then?
He's just mentioned the Memorial Parade of Champions. We should probably start listening.
The smells of the Roman amphitheatre stained with the blood of a fresh pin. Of course, back then they used real pins. That's where it got its name from, you know. Not that this means anything to you. Here goes Rich on another non sequitur. He never loved a woman, you say. I never loved a woman, Jay, because no woman could ever match up to Rita. And I wished I'd have told her I loved her when she was still here. But now it's too late, and she's gone forever. That's it. That's her.
Wait for this bit where Jay laughs. It's brilliant.
I can't believe it. Oh, she's back. And she is.
Oh, listen to him laugh. He's hilarious hearing him.
Oh, Rita, you absolute barnstormer. That's her. It's Rita. It's my Rita. It's my retardis. Jay, grab your favourite beard wax and £13 sterling. We're going back to 1988 and we are going to paint the town red. We are going to see that show and no one can stop us. The Beard and Bear podcast is going back to 1988 and maybe we won't stop there. Have you ever tried a Luther's trouser press? How about wondering where Bullet Club got its name? That was me. Get ready to do bullet bourbon shots off Kenny Omega's nipples, my friend. When I get to yours, you better have a sandwich ready. Who's that voice? Jay, something's wrong with my retardus. She's spinning out of control. I'm throwing her into emergency mode, so I'm tractoring you to follow me. Now be warned, time travel without a retardus will lead to you shitting your pants.
Oh, fucking hell. That one hurt. Okay, let's check the console. I made it. Rita, you beauty. Fucking flown. Right, where's Jay? Is he safe? Oh, he's gonna fucking get me back for where he's landed. That's not good. Shit. Right then, he's safe. Let's check the robots are safe. Yep. They're all sorted. 2019, they're ready to go for next week's NJPW cast. Where am I? Oh, shit, I'm in Texas. This can't be right. It's Texas. 1986, that's the David Von Erich Memorial Parade of Champions. I knew I'd make it in the end. Yes! Fuck yeah. Oh. Right then. Gonna work out how to fix you later. I will be back, Rita. But let's see what the world has got to offer me now. I have a feeling that this is going to be my best adventure yet. Here we go. Whoa. Time Shoot Rich flies again. Oh, Jay, if only you could see this, mate. I promise I'll bring you back. Fucking beautiful. Just love it. Loads of people everywhere, hustle and bustle. Oh.
Hello, mate.
What? You're... Next time on JFabe.
Hang on. What are you going to do about my voice?
We're not doing this, Nigel. We're not doing it. You're just having that voice forever now.
What? I can't live like this. I sound like a right prat.
Well, you should have thought about that before you plumbed me back in, shouldn't you? Dickhead. Coming soon on JFabe.
Well, you've run out of time now.
Fucking hate you. You're the worst time, Duke.